60 seconds till airtime, Mr. Warren. 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Times Square, starring Harold Huber as John Warren, the best-paid and worst-hated columnist in the USA. John Warren, whose column, I Cover Times Square, strips the tinsel and glamour from Broadway and shows the flesh and blood underneath. The column read by everyone who can read and heard by everyone who can listen.
Seconds, Mr. Warren.
Thank you.
I'm so nervous.
Gretel, you're nervous every broadcast. Relax. Besides, you're not going on the air. I am.
I know, but as your secretary...
All right. You're entitled to be nervous.
Here's the script, Mr. Warren.
I Cover Times Square. Yeah. Tonight's column's about as exciting as the weather report.
Quiet, please. Quiet. The General Broadcasting Company brings you once again that ace of Broadway columnists, John Warren, who every week at this time gives you all the news that's fit to print and some that isn't, in his hot-off-the-griddle column, I Cover Times Square.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. We open cold tonight with icicles from a hot icebox. Lola Burns, America's strongest bid in the all-time Venus sweepstakes, left the Egyptian envoy cooling his heels on a Riviera veranda while she improved the shining hours with the Shah of Persia. Friends of Lola's are going around saying it's a Shah thing. People with their ears close to the ground, besides getting them dirty, are hearing strange rumors to the effect that George Raft and his newest flame are drifting. They are. But you can take my word for it, they're doing it together. Social notes from here and there. They say that in Hollywood, Frank Sinatra is on his high horse. It's not true. To me, he's like any other normal American boy making $1 million a year.
Mr. Warren, it was wonderful.
Ah, this is dead as matrimony. I keep turning him out like that, our rating will have zeros in front of
it. It's the best column on the air.
Sure, but that's not good enough. It's got to be better. I didn't have a single genuine exclusive. Nothing really hot.
Well, you can't have anything sensational if nothing sensational's happened.
Gretel, in Times Square, something sensational is always happening. There are too many throats to be cut, wives to be cheated, money to be stolen, fights to be fixed. Something's always happening. Happening big. I'm the boy who's supposed to know what it is. I go home. You won't be needed for the West Coast repeat. If anybody calls you, I'll be at the Penguin Club tonight.
But I thought you were barred.
That's right. I'm barred from the Penguin Club. So that's where I'll be tonight. Maybe they'll try to make it stick. That might be fun. Good, dirty fun. The Penguin Club. A duck in a dress suit.
Ah, it is a pleasure to welcome you, monsieur.
Mr. Warren.
Hello, Louis.
There are no tables.
Let's not play games. There are lots of tables.
They are all reserved.
All right, I'll take a reserve table.
Mr. Warren, I have my instructions from the owner. Mr. Sherry forbids that
Louis,
I...
you've come a long way from Brooklyn. All the way across the bridge. Quite a trip for a boy who started with nothing but a conviction for larceny.
Hey, you can't go around...
Remember, you're the French head waiter here. It's a nice job. Your parole board might like to know you're doing so well.
Warren, one of these days you're gonna...
I certainly will, but later. Right now, I'm wondering how that parole board would feel about your working in a place that serves liquor.
I... Somebody canceled a reservation, I hear. I can give you a table in that corner.
Thanks, Louis, but say it in French, huh? What's that?
It is Helen Craig who sings the folk songs.
She knew?
She arrives from the West. Your table, monsieur.
Hmm. Very nice zither she's got there.
Monsieur wishes to order?
Yeah, ham sandwich and a glass of milk.
A glass of milk.
What's the matter? You think it'll give the place a bad name?
Have the waiter bring it.
Hold on a second, Louis. What part of the West?
I don't know.
I've seen that babe before. Without a zither.
I gotta take care of
it. How's she doing, Louis?
Okay. Gets lots of offers from the Broadway producers. Sends them all down, though.
Uh-huh. Louis, where do I know her from?
I don't know, Mr. Warren. I gotta get back to work.
Sure. And me, too. I gotta get back to work right now. Couldn't tell you from the woodwork. You're in my way.
You're not going anyplace except out.
Wrong again. I'm going in. I'm interested in Miss Craig's zither.
Out, keyhole peeper.
Oh, you read my column. No, you don't read.
A fella tells me all about it.
Probably a college man. You mean you want me to leave the club by that door at the end of the hall?
Yeah, that one.
You turned your head. I think your little pistol will be safer with me. Huh? And now...
Come in.
Hello.
Who are you?
I see you got your zither all covered. My name's Warren, John Warren. Yours?
You know what my name is?
I don't remember.
Ellen Craig.
That isn't the name I don't remember.
What do you want?
Memory aid. What part of the West do you come from?
What business is that of yours?
I'm a columnist. I cover Times Square. Ashamed of where you come from?
St. Louis. A small town outside of St. Louis.
Uh-huh. Lots of small towns outside of St. Louis.
Danville.
The Ozarks, huh? That where you picked up your repertory?
Yes.
Very interesting.
I've got to get dressed.
Very interesting, because your repertory's Appalachian. You don't often meet somebody who confuses the Tennessee Hills and the Ozarks. So long, Miss Craig.
I told you to keep Warren out of the club.
I tried, Mr. Sherry, but
and
I...
you. Could... You were supposed to keep him out of the girls' dressing room.
You pulled a gun on me.
Pair of punks. Well?
She's scared, Sherry. She wants to quit.
No.
Warren knows something. He'll find out more.
Now, listen. I pulled that girl out of a Tennessee hill town. I brought her here and made a star out of her. She's worth a fortune to me.
If Warren tumbles, he'll depreciate her. And half the club is mine.
Well, maybe he won't tumble. He's got nothing to go on.
Well, he's a smart operator, Sherry.
He's a rat.
Got the biggest circulation in the country with that column of his.
Sure. Everybody reads it because they hate his guts. They're waiting for him to fall on his face.
Not a bad face.
You getting ready to join his fan club?
You know, that might not be a bad idea.
Meaning?
We got something on him. We could shut him up.
No, he's too cagey, Wanda. He stuck the knife into too many people who go around exposing his back.
Even if the knife was dressed up?
Well, it's a long shot.
I wouldn't mind trying.
Okay. Louie, next time Warren shows up, roll out the red carpet.
And little Wanda will roll out little Wanda.
Mr. Warren, this way, please.
Hey, wind's blowing from the wrong quarter. Don't you remember me, Louis?
Your table, Mr. Warren. The finest in the club.
Very nice.
And now what will you have? It's on the house, Mr. Warren.
Milk.
At once.
Don't break a leg rushing to get it.
Very funny, Mr. Warren. Very funny.
Wasn't that funny. Wasn't funny at all.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to sit down.
With what you're carrying around. Sure.
Thank you.
You in the house, too? Tonight, I'm very funny.
Mr. Warren, you're a very famous man.
And here I was thinking it was my manly beauty that attracted you.
Don't be in a hurry about changing your mind. I'm Wanda.
You're Wanda?
I read your column every day.
I write it every day.
You must be a fascinating person to know. Well.
You working at it?
You have to be so nasty.
It's part of my peculiar charm.
Is staring at somebody else besides the woman you're with also part of it?
Huh? Oh, you mean Ellen Craig.
Yes.
She's got a nice zither.
You should see mine.
You got it with you?
Look, why don't we go where it's quiet?
And we can make beautiful music together on your zither.
I hate nightclubs.
Okay, let's go. Something I ought to tell you right now, though.
Yes?
I don't have any etchings. Lights.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I call it home.
You can see the Hudson from your windows.
Uh-huh.
Lovely.
From up here, yeah. From down there, not so good.
I love New York.
Sure, from up here. Me, I'm a Hell's Kitchen boy.
That doesn't mean anything.
It makes a difference.
Is that what makes you so hard?
Down there, it's be tough or die. I was tough.
But we're not down there. We're up here. Up here, you don't have to be tough. You can be...
Right, baby.
That was nice.
Pleasant surprise.
What do you mean?
You're finding out work can be fun.
I...
You're no Juliet, baby, and I'm the wrong type for Romeo. It's bad casting.
I don't know what you mean.
You didn't think I fell for the act, did you?
I think I'd better go.
Sure, your friend, the one I took the gun away from last night, likely to catch cold out in the street. Were you supposed to signal him when things got compromising?
I came up here because I...
Sherry paid you to.
It started that way.
East Lynn next week, huh?
Okay, slap me in the face. I can take it. But that kid Ellen Craig can't. Why don't you leave her alone?
Because there's a story in it.
She's clean and decent.
Look, sister, I've got a job. It's running a column. Finding out the truth and printing it. Maybe I don't save the world by doing it, but it's a clean job, too, whatever anybody thinks. I don't print guesses, and I don't print publicity. I don't blacken, and I don't whitewash. I print the truth.
Even if it hurts somebody else?
Yeah, because if it's true, it... Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Treadle. Yeah, go ahead. Nice work. What's the name of the town? Uh-huh. Book me on the first plane and call me back. Okay. You gotta excuse me, baby. I'm going south right now.
It'll be warmer there.
When I get back, it'll be a lot warmer here.
You're John Warren.
That's right.
And you wanted to see the chief of police. All right, I'm the chief. Talk.
I got into your town this morning by plane. I've got a picture I want you to identify.
Let's see it.
Hey, yeah? Recognize her?
Who is she?
That's my question to you.
What makes you think she comes from this town?
Oh, purely by accident. A friend of mine was looking through this girl's clothes. She found a couple of labels.
But the name of the store they were bought at?
Yeah, a store in this town.
What business is your friend in?
Let's say dry cleaning.
Where?
In a horse deal. Both sides have to have a horse to trade.
You've never been in our jail.
No.
You wouldn't like it.
I'll take your word for it. I won't try it.
Suppose I say you do.
Why?
We're allowed to with a material witness.
Witness to what?
Murder.
Mr. Sherry.
Yes, Ellen.
I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, suppose Mr. Warren finds out.
We can keep him quiet.
But it's his business, his dirty business, to print things like that. And then...
Now, look, I got you out of Tennessee, didn't I?
Yes, but now...
In dollars and cents, you're worth a lot to me. Also, I like you. You're a clean kid.
Well, thank you, only...
You're on now. Forget everything else. Go out and sing. I'll take care of Warren.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Sherry.
Lovely pitch, Mr. Sherry. The only thing is, how are you going to take care of Warren?
I'll think of a way.
He's down in Tennessee right now.
How he found out?
He remembered her face. It was in the papers.
A couple of years ago. Nobody else remembered.
He remembered.
Somebody went through the kid's apartment, she told me.
That's why he's down there, getting the stuff hot off the police ledger.
You didn't do so good with him yourself, did you?
I did all right.
For who?
Look, lay off of me, Sherry.
You carrying a torch for that rat by any chance?
I said lay
Listen,
off.
Listen, Wanda. I was in the red, deep in the red, before I found that girl. If anything happens to her, I'm through. I wouldn't like that. I'd do almost anything to prevent that.
Almost anything, Mr. Sheriff?
Hello, Treadle.
Mr. Warren. Oh, I thought something had happened to you.
Just held up a bit. Chief of Police wanted me to inspect his jail.
It doesn't take 2 days to inspect a jail.
He was very absent-minded. He absent-mindedly locked me in.
Oh, dear.
That's all in the day's work. I talked him into playing ball with me, finally.
Mr. Warren, you found out what you went down to find out?
Uh-huh.
Ellen Craig's a nice girl.
Sure.
She's inside in your office.
Hey, I told you never...
She's been waiting for hours. I couldn't keep her out.
You getting sentimental, Treadle?
You getting afraid, Mr. Warren?
Oh, all right. I'll go in and throw her out. Would have been easier on her if you'd done it.
She deserves her chance.
She deserves what she's going to get. Yes, Miss Craig?
Mr. Warren, I hope you don't mind my waiting for you like this.
I mind very much. This is a newspaper office.
It's also a place where... where my life can be broken into little bits.
Whatever you mean by that, it happened before you came here.
Mr. Warren, I came to beg.
See my secretary. She'll give you a small check.
Well, not for money, but for pity.
How do you spell it?
And it's true what they say about you.
Well, it depends on what they say.
That you're cold, ruthless. That you care about nothing except your column.
It's my life.
That decency, honor, affection. You don't even know how to spell those words.
I don't have to know. They print dictionaries for that. Look, Miss Craig, I'm a columnist, a keyhole peeper. It's my job, and I like it. Anybody that gets hurt because of what I put in the column, ask for it.
And nobody's allowed to make a mistake?
Miss Craig, if they ever caught me making one, do you think I'd be given another chance? Uh-uh. They'd strip the skin off me and nail it to the highest tower in Radio City.
I only hope I'll be there to see it happen.
Mr. Warren.
Yeah?
That girl, she looked as if she could kill you.
Guns are cheap. I can't keep them off the market. Listen, Treadle, I break the story tonight. Tell him to keep space open downstairs.
Yes, Mr. Warren.
It'll be late. Before I let him have the story, I've got a date. Taking a guest to the Penguin Club. A guy who wants to catch the floor show, especially Ellen Craig.
Who is it?
The chief of police, Treadle. That's who. Wonder, my love. Come in. That's Mozart. You wouldn't like him. Yeah?
I wanted to see you.
You're seeing me?
I mean, you were in Tennessee, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
Did you...
Uh-huh.
There are other stories. Do you have to use this one?
Uh-huh.
You're a good girl, clean, honest. You'll break her heart if you print it.
I think I've got a record of Hearts and Flowers. Shall I put it on?
You don't care, do you?
Nope.
Look, the last time I was here, I wasn't fooling.
I never thought you were.
I mean, lots of people, men, think I'm beautiful.
I think you're beautiful, too.
We could...
It's a date. Tomorrow night, huh?
Tomorrow?
I'm busy tonight.
With what?
The story of Ellen Craig, the true story.
You're turning me down.
I'm postponing you. You'll keep.
Warren.
Yeah?
Remember that man whose gun you took away?
Uh-huh.
He's got another one.
Uh-uh. Aren't you talking out of turn?
Maybe.
Sherry wouldn't like it. You were tipping me off.
I don't care about Sherry.
I'm beginning to think maybe you're really playing it straight with me. Come here, baby.
Yes.
Mm.
Honey.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going out the back way. You stay here.
You're going through with it.
Stay here. Wait for me.
All right, Johnny.
You can put on that Mozart while I'm gone. It's the Requiem, a service for the dead. This is it, Chief. The Penguin Club.
Good evening, gentlemen, and...
Oh,
Mr. Warren.
And a friend. Surprised to see me, Louis?
No. Why should I?
Then try getting some color back in your face. We want a table.
This way, please.
Something like the Ducks and Drakes Club in Nashville.
Sherry's taste in furnishing doesn't change.
This table will be all right, Mr. Warren?
Very nice. Sit down, Chief.
Chief?
Yeah, he's a visiting fireman.
Will you order now, gentlemen?
Later. Scram, Louis.
Got a good view of the floor.
And a good view of Ellen Craig. That the girl?
That's the girl.
Uh-uh. She's looking around. I think she spotted us. Fainted.
We'd better get...
She's got lots of help. Let's go see Sherry first.
All right.
Officers along here somewhere. Uh-huh.
Come in.
Hello, Sherry.
Warren.
You're surprised, too.
I...
Meet a friend of mine from Tennessee. He's the chief of police in that town outside of Nashville where you had that summer club.
How do you do?
Had a little shooting there one night, didn't you?
It was in the papers.
Sure, along with a picture of the girl you got singing out there by the name of Ellen Craig.
That's right.
Didn't you know she was a fugitive from justice, Sherry? Mm-hmm. You knew.
All right, I knew. But she wasn't the one.
One who what?
I shot that man.
Setting up in business as a jury, Sherry?
Now, look, don't be a wise guy.
Or was it
guy?
Just that by helping her get out of town, hiding her out here, you could get her for peanuts? Stop her from taking other offers, musical comedy and stuff.
You can't prove that.
I don't have to. Sherry, did you sick a gunman on me?
No.
Why not?
Because Wanda was going to...
Don't stop there.
I got nothing to say.
Until you see a lawyer, huh? Don't worry. You'll see one. Come on, Chief.
The girl?
Uh-huh. By the way, Sherry.
Yes?
What you said about Ellen Craig, that she didn't shoot the man?
Yes.
Believe it or not, you're right.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get my coat off. There.
What happened, Johnny?
It's all washed up.
Oh?
You can read about it in the column tomorrow. Let's be the paper now.
Hello? Yeah, Warren. Yeah, I've got the dope. As soon as I put it in shape, I'll phone it in. I know you can't hold the presses all night. In a few minutes. Okay.
I don't feel happy about it, Johnny. Even though...
Relax, baby. Sherry won't talk.
You mean she has a chance?
With her face and figure, sure. She can always say she did it to protect her honor.
I suppose, but it'll ruin her career, being tried for murder.
I don't know about that. A lot depends on the kind of career she's working on. Wouldn't you say?
Well, for a singer...
Who's talking about singers?
What?
Or maybe you sing as well
as... Is this your idea of a joke?
No, baby. You weren't thinking I was talking about Ellen Craig, were you?
Who else would it be?
Don't be shy, baby. You.
Johnny, I don't like that.
Of course you don't.
I...
Why'd you shoot him, Wanda?
Who?
The guy in Tennessee.
You're guessing.
Nope. When I went down there, I took your picture along. For luck. The chief of police recognized it.
They wanted Ellen.
No, baby. That's just the story you sold, Ellen. How'd you do it?
It was her boyfriend. She was around when it happened. The police suspected her at first.
So you and Sherry dragged her out of town. You had to get out. You needed her because she could mint gold for you. So you kept her thinking she was wanted by the police while she made you rich. Nice going.
Nobody knows about it except you, Johnny. You kept quiet.
The chief knows.
Maybe you could fix it with him.
I'm a columnist, baby. I tell all.
I'd give you anything.
Baby, you've been offering it around so much, it's getting shop-worn.
Are you heel?
John O'Sullivan Warren. No use, Wanda. You're for it.
I don't like jail.
You won't be in one forever. They'll let you out. When they do, come around and see me.
I'll be an old woman then.
I didn't mean what you meant. I meant for a laugh.
Why, you...
Ah, there it is. The little pop gun. I've been expecting it for quite a while now. Sherry said he wasn't sending a gunman around for me. He expected you to take care of the little details.
Johnny, I won't shoot. If you'll be good to me, wouldn't be hard.
It would be very hard, baby. I don't make love good under a gun.
Then...
All right, oh. Miss, drop it.
Wanda, meet the chief of police. Chief, meet Wanda. You two are going to have a lot in common at jail, say.
Let's go, miss.
You can drop me off at the studio. Tonight, for the repeat broadcast, I've got news.
Mr. Warren.
What? Oh, hello, Miss Craig. You broadcasting here, too?
I am. I'm not going to let you go on the air.
Oh, where'd you get that pistol?
You've got to promise that you won't print anything, that that you won't say anything about me or...
Look, baby, I'm due on the air in a couple of minutes. My great unseen audience is impatient. If you're going to shoot me, hurry up, huh?
I can't. The gun isn't even loaded.
Well, then, come on. You can sit down on the broadcast.
Hey, Mr. Warren, we were worried.
Okay, stop worrying. Let's go make a broadcast.
The General Broadcasting Company brings you once again that ace of Broadway columnists.
Travel note and a very exclusive one. Wanda Hale, erstwhile Penguin Club hostess, on her way back to Tennessee tonight with Chief of Police Thompson. Object, indictment for murder.
Then it wasn't me they wanted.
Your grammar's terrible, but your police record's pure. And for my last item, an onward and upward note. Ellen Craig, folk balladeer, who has been turning down starring offers by the dozen, it is your reporter's exclusive prediction will shortly be seen in a Broadway musical. And it is your reporter's further prediction, when she does, she'll be something to write home about. But tonight, that's all. Be good.
Mr. Warren, you weren't... You didn't... I mean, you're not...
Well, let's not try to unscramble that.
Oh, but... Well, you're wonderful.
Oh, it was a good column.
You're really kind and generous and good-looking. Oh, I can't tell you how grateful I am. I had to kiss you and... That was only the beginning.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions,
then huh? Everybody thinks you're so nasty.
Well, good for the ratings. Sell the paper.
But they're wrong. I'm going to tell them they're wrong, terribly wrong. Because really, you're kind and good.
Hey!
What?
You're going out and tell everybody I'm one of nature's noblemen? Baby, I got a reputation to maintain. What are you trying to do, ruin me?
Times Square, starring Harold Huber, written by Louis Vittes, musical score by Dean Elliott, produced and directed by Harold Huber, will be heard again, same station, same time, next week.